Well, we skipped a little there. Why don't you recall your swearing in and repeat that? Would you do that, please? You were sworn in.
I was sworn in late December by Chief Justice Williams. Present was my wife and I and three of my law clerks and I think one or two of his law clerks. And then after Justice Ryan was sworn in to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals on January 2nd, I had my public swearing in on January 6th of 1986 at 10 o'clock in Lansing and at 2 o'clock in Detroit that afternoon. So I had two of them.
Now, when you joined the court, who were the members, along with Chief Justice Williams? Who
Dorothy Comstock Riley, Patricia Boyle, Charles Levin, Michael Francis Kavanaugh,
Brickley?
James Brickley and myself.
Griffin hadn't come on.
No. Griffin came on as a result of the November elections in 1986 because Chief Justice Williams was not able to run again because of his age.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to your first case, what do you remember about your getting your feet wet, so to speak, in the procedures of the court and actually turning out something that had your name on? Do you recall that?
The first one that I had the most vivid memory of was because it was expedited, meaning that there was a challenge to the constitutionality of the changing by the legislature in the workers' comp reform of whether the administrative law judges could be removed from civil service and in their place workers' compensation magistrates be appointed without the protection of civil service. We had oral argument. The case was assigned, and the case was put out in March. Mm-hmm. It was my opinion and my observation that it generally took considerably longer from the time that a case was argued until the time that an opinion was reached by the court. But this was expedited because it had major importance to the state and because, as I recall, something had to be decided prior, I think, to April, mm-hmm. Which was when the law was going to go into effect.
Did you inherit your law clerks, or how did you pick them if you did not inherit them?
No, I picked my own law clerks because Justice Ryan took his law clerks with him, mm-hmm. and I hired my own secretaries, and I hired my three law clerks. One law clerk worked for me right out of up until she graduated from law school, and after she graduated she then went to work because we kept waiting and waiting because my name was mentioned and there was some anticipation that I might get the appointment. There was no certainty, so I chose her, and then I chose another law clerk who was working for one of my law partners at the time, and then I chose a third law clerk who was working for Judge Walter Sinar of the Michigan Court of Appeals. So I had three women law clerks to start.
Three women.
Mm-hmm.
Was this intended to be symbolic or?
No, it just happened to be very competent, and they just happened to be women.
Mm-hmm. Are any of them stay with you for more than a year or so?
I kept them all for 2 years.
Oh, did you?
And then I replaced them with a new set of law clerks.
Mm-hmm.